Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where OP calls the cops on her thieving mother-in-law. Am I the butthole for calling the cops on my mother-in-law? I'm a 28-year-old woman, and I got married to my husband, who's 34, a week ago. We got engaged about a year ago, and when I got engaged, my mother gave me a pair of earrings, which she said that every woman for generations in our family has worn to their weddings. They're 4-carat dangling earrings, and they're worth a lot. I felt very honored to be given them, and it made me feel closer to my grandmother, who had died 2 months prior. About 3 months after that, I went wedding dress shopping with my mother, my sister, and my fiancé's mother. I brought all the jewelry that I'd be wearing to my wedding to see how they matched the dresses. When I put the jewelry on, my mother-in-law kept going on about how gorgeous the earrings were. My mother explained the story and how they were a family heirloom passed down generations. I found the dress of my dreams and bought it. On the day of my wedding, I had everything ready in my room. My wedding dress, my flowers, my shoes, my makeup, and my jewelry. I was in there with my soon-to-be mother-in-law. I then had to go to the toilet, and when I came back, my mother-in-law was gone. I wasn't sure what had happened, but I just thought that maybe she got called away to do something. Then, I noticed that my earrings were gone. I knew straight away that she had taken them. I found her, confronted her, and she said that she didn't take them. I asked if I could look through her bag, and she said no and gripped onto it. I said that if she didn't let me look, then I would call the cops, which I did because she still wouldn't let me look. The police arrived and searched the bag, and my earrings were found in her bag. They were returned to me, and they asked me if I wanted to press charges. I wanted to talk to my fiancé first, and he said that he would support me if I wanted to. I didn't want to decide in that moment, so I just ignored it and had a great night. That was a week ago, and ever since then, I've been getting loads of threatening messages and calls from my husband's side of the family. My mother-in-law has been sending me extremely hateful texts, and I think that I want to press charges, but I'm still not sure if it's a good idea. OP, your mother explained to her how precious and valuable and sentimental these earrings were to you and your family. Then, On your wedding day, she steals a family heirloom from her own son's wife. Like, God, the layers and layers of scumminess. Stealing valuable earrings is one level of scumminess. Stealing earrings that are a family heirloom are another layer of scumminess. Stealing them from your own daughter-in-law is another level of scumminess. I'm going to guess, OP, that this is typical behavior for her, because I think that if it were shocking, your husband would have reacted more like surprised or bewildered, or just would have had a more extreme reaction. But the fact that he, you know, seemed calm and said that he would support you probably means that she does stuff like this all the time. And I gotta say, props to that guy for supporting you, because I was expecting that to turn into like a your side of the family versus his side of the family type of thing. But man, he actually supported his wife, so round of applause for that guy. Anyways, OP, I say press charges against her and go no contact. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes, I'm giving your husband 0 out of 5 buttholes, and I'm giving her 3 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for calling out my ex's new wife for being unemployed? This is a weird title, but here's what actually happened. My ex and I broke up 5 years ago after a year-long relationship. He broke up with me, and I took it very hard back then. I can't say I did anything crazy, aside from a few weeks after the breakup getting really drunk on a night out and sending him some embarrassing texts. It was the worst heartbreak I've ever had, and it didn't help that he kept messaging me to be friends even though I tried to set boundaries and said that I needed space to heal. Anyways, that's all in the past. I can confidently say that I have indeed healed from that, and I'm over him. He recently got married to a girl that he started dating like 2 months after we broke up. Honestly, I'm happy for him. Good for them. Me, on the other hand, I've dated since then, but I haven't been able to find anyone worth marrying. I haven't even had another serious relationship since him. He's still in the periphery of my social circle because we still have a lot of mutual friends from university. Sometimes I see both of them in social settings. While he and I have buried the hatchet and usually just chat when we happen to be in the same room for a bit, his wife and I have always treated each other with polite disinterest. I know she really doesn't like me. An important note about her is that she's been unemployed for a long time. I don't know if it's because she wants to be a stay-at-home wife, which is a completely valid choice if that's her thing, or if it's because she's been unable to find work, but she hasn't worked in many years despite having a master's degree. Meanwhile, I've been able to advance my career in the past 5 years, and I'm quite far ahead in my field for someone my age, and I'm very proud of myself because I've worked extremely hard. Anyway, here's the issue. The other day, a bunch of people went for drinks, and I came too. My ex and his new wife were both there. We were all sitting at the same table in a bar. Someone I haven't seen in a while asked me if I'm dating anyone. I replied, "No, not right now." My ex's wife quickly made a snarky comment. "Oh, that's okay. Some people just stay single." In front of everyone, like 10 of our friends. Without missing a beat, I blurted out, "Yeah, just like some people are meant to stay unemployed." She got really upset, cried, and left. Her husband messaged me that I should apologize to her for embarrassing her. I said I will if she apologizes first. He said she refused because what I said was worse, apparently. Am I the butthole? No, this is a classic example, a tale as old as time of she started it, but I finished it. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. She gets 1 out of 5 buttholes for her snark and for her pathetic response to your honestly impressive comeback. Am I the butthole for telling my daughter that I'll help her out with her next wedding? I'm a 57-year-old man, and my daughter, who's 32, has been divorced 3 times already. She got married at 25 to the love of her life. I gave her $15,000 to help with the wedding, but her marriage lasted 3 years. Then, she married the love of her life when she was 30. I gave her $5,000 for a much smaller, more intimate wedding, and the marriage lasted 1 year. Then, she got married to the guy who got her pregnant while she was married to husband number 2. They divorced before my grandson was 1. She's now met the love of her life, and they need money for the wedding. I said I'd help her with the next one. Now she's crying to her mother, calling me a butthole for not believing in her future. I've managed to stay married for 33 years. It's not that difficult. My wife wants me to make peace by giving her some money, but I think it's a waste. Your call. Am I the butthole for my bad attitude towards my daughter's relationship? This comment from Now Villager. Your daughter's marriage success seems to be in direct proportion to the amount that you contribute to her weddings, where 1 year is worth $5,000. So, if I'm right, for the next marriage to last as long as yours, you need to invest $165,000. Not the butthole. Thank me later. Yeah, the math checks out. Sounds like you gotta cough it up, OP. 165K for a lifelong happy marriage. That's all it costs. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I will admit that what you did was a bit snarky and callous, but at the same time, it's kind of deserved. I can't begrudge her at all for getting divorced and remarried. Both of my parents are divorced and remarried, so no judgment there. It's just, you know, after... Like, how much money does OP have to spend for his daughter to be happy here, man? Come on. This is like, instead of the boy who cried wolf, it's the girl who cried, "I do." Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for, how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Am I the butthole for asking my husband to join us in my sister's birthday since he was in the same restaurant? I'm a 26-year-old woman, and I was invited to my sister's 18th birthday party a few days ago at a restaurant. My husband didn't come because he said that he had a dinner meeting with some clients. This made my family feel let down, especially my sister who wanted him there, and also her 18th birthday was a big deal to her, obviously. To my surprise, when I arrived at the restaurant, I noticed that my husband was having his meeting at the same restaurant. His table was right in the corner, and he had about 4 men sitting with him. My parents and the guests saw him as well. I waved at him and he saw me but ignored me. He was obviously just as surprised as I was. My parents asked why he didn't even come to the table to acknowledge us after the cake arrived. So I got up and walked over to his table. I introduced myself to his clients, and my husband was silent when I asked if he would take a few minutes to join me and the family in candle blowing and saying happy birthday, but he barely let out a phrase and said, "I don't think so, I'm busy right now." I insisted, saying that it would just take a couple of minutes and that it would mean so much to my sister. He stared at me, then stared awkwardly back at his clients. They said nothing, and he got up after my parents were motioning for me to hurry up. He sat with us while my sister blew the candles and cut the cake. My parents insisted that he take a piece of cake and join us in the selfie, but he got up and walked back to his table looking pissed. We didn't talk until we met later at home. He was upset and started scolding me in front of my parents, saying that I embarrassed him and made him look unprofessional and ruined his business meeting. I told him he overreacted since it only took a few minutes and it was my sister's birthday and my family wanted him to join since he was literally in the same restaurant. He called me ignorant and accused me of tampering with his work, but I responded that ignoring mine and my family's presence was unacceptable. We argued, then he started stonewalling me and refusing to talk to me at all. And by the way, I didn't have an issue with him missing the event, but after seeing that he was already there, then it became a different story. This story feels like, tell me you've never worked a day in your life without telling me you've never worked a day in your life. OP, your husband was at work. The fact that he was working at a restaurant is irrelevant because it's still an important business meeting. Like, he set a very reasonable boundary. I'm sorry I can't come to this event because I have an important meeting with clients. And then, just because of a coincidence, you decided, oh, it's fine. I'll just come over and say hi. And then after the guy gave you his answer of no, you still insisted that he come with you. So you embarrassed him, you sabotaged his dinner meeting, and you ignored his boundaries twice. Also, I've got to say, I'm trying to put myself in the client's shoes. You know, I've got a business, I'm looking to hire some other business for work, that other business takes me out to dinner, they're trying to tell me all about the business, and then out of nowhere, this guy's wife shows up and is like, oh, hello, I'm his wife, we're here with the birthday party, I was hoping we could see them just for a few minutes. You know what I would assume in that moment? My assumption would be that this guy intentionally scheduled both events, the dinner meeting and the birthday party, at the same restaurant, with the hope that as soon as he finished the dinner meeting, he could go directly to the birthday party. So I'd be thinking, man, is this guy really planning to rush through dinner as quickly as possible so he could go be with his family instead of trying to win my business? Like, without exaggeration, this incident would seriously affect whether or not I give this guy my business. Also, you put him in like an impossible situation where no matter what he does, he loses. Because either he turns you down, in which case he looks like a heartless man who hates his family, or he leaves, in which case he just abandons his clients and makes them feel unwanted. So yeah, OP, you screwed over your husband, and I wouldn't be surprised if he lost his client, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got in trouble with his boss for it too. OP, I'm giving you 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 0 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for sitting on my husband's lap during Thanksgiving dinner because all the chairs at the table were taken? I'm a 28-year-old woman, and I've been with my husband, Sean, who's 33, for 2 years. We've been married for 5 months. Most of his family are decent people, but his mom can be a little passive-aggressive and tends to criticize me a lot. Sean sees it as her still getting used to me being around, but I don't know, because she treats his ex, Julissa, so well. My mother-in-law says that Julissa has been around the family for ages, and her past with Sean has never affected her relationship with her. Fine, I never minded her attending every holiday and being around until yesterday. We had Thanksgiving dinner at my mother-in-law's house. Sean went there before me, and when I arrived, it was already dinner time. When I got there, everyone was seated, and I saw that all the chairs were taken. I asked my mother-in-law why she didn't save me a seat, and she said, "Sorry, one of my granddaughters decided to show up last minute, and the chair was taken." I looked at her, then at Julissa, who was sitting next to Sean, and tried to point out how I was more deserving of her chair, since I'm the daughter-in-law. My mother-in-law flat out said that Julissa is as much family as me, and that it was rude to imply otherwise. Julissa was nodding confidently while glancing at me. I was so upset that I wanted to leave, but I decided to just sit on my husband's lap and act as casually as possible. I sat on his lap asking if he was okay with it. Don't worry, I'm petite and he's strongly built. Then I just started casually eating while smiling and complimenting the food and mentioning to Sean how warm and comfortable his lap was now and then. The table went awkwardly silent. My brother-in-law tried to break the silence and change the subject, but it somehow got back to being awkward. My mother-in-law and Julissa were barely eating and were staring at each other and then at me with wide eyes. Minutes later, Julissa excused herself to the bathroom and so did my mother-in-law. It was still awkward, but I did my best to focus on dinner. Sean was eating as well. Later, there was just so much tension and my mother-in-law was barely able to speak after Julissa left. Sean and I went home, and my mother-in-law tried calling, but then called Sean and texted me saying that what I did was inappropriate and that I ruined Thanksgiving dinner and made it awkward. She said it wasn't her fault that chairs were taken, and I could have dragged a chair from the kitchen, but I acted childishly. And I made Julissa, who's family, uncomfortable with how inappropriate I was. Yo, this story's weird. This story's bizarre. I saw this title, and it's got 22,000 upvotes. I'm like thinking, huh? You sat on your lap? Why does this have 22,000 upvotes? And now I understand because it's just so weird, man. Why didn't your mother-in-law drag a chair from the kitchen? Why didn't your husband drag a chair from the kitchen? Why didn't anyone drag a chair from the kitchen? Like, I understand why you didn't, OP, because everyone's doing these little, like, tiny aggressions against you and trying to put you down. And so what you did was basically reclaim your husband and say, yeah, I know what you're doing, mother-in-law. I know you're trying to replace me with Julissa, but don't worry. I'll get nice and comfy on your son's lap here. You mean to tell me, honestly, that the hostess of this event put the ex-girlfriend next to her son, but couldn't be bothered to go to the kitchen and grab another chair? Instead, she just sat around the entire meal looking awkward. The weirdest behavior in all of this is the husband. Like, I can't understand why he didn't just give you his chair and go get a chair of his own. Instead, he just sits back and eats his meal and lets his mother-in-law and ex-girlfriend humiliate you in front of the entire family? Weird, weird story. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving Julissa and your mother-in-law 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 2 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save